It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, November 8th, 2017. Today is the birthday of one of history's most sinister figures, Vlad the Impaler, born in Transylvania in 1431. Also known as Vlad III Dracula in Romanian, he was the prince or military governor of the province of Wallachia on three occasions, and his cruel methods of punishing his enemies gained great notoriety in 15th century Europe. Some in the scholarly community have suggested that Bram Stoker's Dracula character was based on him. Vlad was the second of four brothers born into the noble family of Vlad II Dracul. His nickname, Dracula, meaning son of Dracul, was derived from the Latin Draco, or dragon, after his father's induction into the Order of the Dragon created by the Holy Roman Emperor Sigmund for the defense of Christian Europe against the Ottoman Empire. In 1442, Vlad and his younger brother were sent to the court of the Ottoman Sultan Murad II as collateral to assure the Sultan that their father, in a reversal of his previous position, would support Ottoman policies. Vlad returned in 1448, having been informed of the assassination of his father and older brother at the hands of Wallachian nobles the year before. He then embarked upon the first of a lifelong series of campaigns to regain his father's position and authority. His opponents included the nobles as well as his younger brother, who was supported by the Ottoman Sultan. He emerged briefly victorious in 1448, but was deposed after only 2 months. After an 8-year struggle, he once again reclaimed his authority. His proclivity for impaling his enemies on tall stakes driven in the ground and leaving them to die earned him the name Vlad the Impaler. He inflicted this type of torture on foreign and domestic enemies alike. Notably, as he retreated from a battle in 1462, he left a great field filled with thousands of impaled victims as a deterrent to pursuing Ottoman forces. That year, he escaped Ottoman capture only to be intercepted by the Hungarians and imprisoned by Matthias I of Hungary. Vlad regained his seat in 1476, but was killed in battle that same year. He remained a folk hero in the region for his efforts against Ottoman encroachment. It has often been thought that Bram Stoker based the title character of his 1897 Gothic horror novel Dracula on the 15th century Transylvanian prince. Though Stoker's notes for the novel do include mention of Dracula, the historical account from which the stories were taken mentions only the name, and not the deeds for which he is better known. Some scholars have speculated that Stoker's conversations with the noted historian Hermann Bamberger may have provided him with information on Vlad's violent nature, although there is no concrete evidence to support that theory. It has long been believed that when Vlad Dracula was killed in 1476, he was entombed at a monastery near Bucharest. Excavators working at the site in 1931 found something they could not explain. There were two grave sites. One was empty, and the other contained an elegantly dressed body, minus its head. You can read more about all that in an article by Carol Boss titled Dracula's Empty Grave, available online at awesomestories.com. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 8th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.